And welcome to season 9, episode 31. Who knew we'd make it this far? But we are here, swimming with the fish. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderfully long weekend that I'm so glad I'm home. So much to tell. We've had so much fun over the last week. Oh my gosh, I could just squeal. But I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to welcome the two best guys to do a podcast with that I could possibly imagine, the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you?
I'm having an awesome day. I don't know about your squeaking, but...
Squeaking. I mean, you know, squeaking, squealing, something like that. I've been described as a pig. What the heck?
Oink, oink.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm either a racist or a pig or a Nazi or something. I can't figure out what I have today.
Oh, what about a racist pig?
Or a racist Nazi pig. Can you be a racist Nazi pig?
You could be a Nazi racist pig.
Does Nazi have to come first? Is that like an order?
I think the Fuhrer would prefer it that way, yes.
The Fuhrer?
I'm glad that you're on first thing, you know, for you're so, you know, close speaking terms and all. So Nazi.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Okay. Just writing this down, but I want to get it right, you know. What a way to start off the show. We are literally a minute in. Good times.
That's where your record
are going.
That may be a record for us.
For what? I did not see that coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tonight might be a lot of dad jokes, folks. We've been watching a lot on the inner tubes, and some of them have just tickled our fancy.
And some of them were very sick.
Many of them were very sick, and I blame the Australians.
Me too. They're down there upside down, and it makes all the blood rush to their heads, and right. They're just not right.
They're just not right in the head. Ghost, even the Irishman.
So we lost all the Aussies that we had as listeners now?
No, I think during COVID is when we lost them, because if you remember, our first person to comment on us, who was talking about face diapers, he vanished.
Yeah, what happened to that guy? I remember, I actually still have him on my Spotify list, but he hasn't posted since, you know, we spoke to him.
That's because he was sent to the re-education.
I hadn't thought of that.
Wow.
And he never came back.
Dun, dun, dun. It's probably luckily we didn't have that here, you know.
It's probably Homer Simpson's neighbor, Ned.
We had that here.
We did?
Yeah. It's specifically where you gentlemen are.
We had cats?
Yes. I was very upset. Well, maybe because I was writing letters as a minister for people doing religious exemptions. Mm-hmm. And then I got letters that people with not the same color badge as you were not exempt. And if they held that belief, they would be sent home and then sent to re-education. That is what I got. And I was like, this is the book that I warned my kids of, and I can't believe it's happening.
Yeah. Goodness.
Now, you guys being the rule followers you are did not have the same problems as, you know, ne'er-do-wells like me had.
Well, they do let us go through the non-service entrance. That's probably why.
Yeah. See, I mean,
can you tell I just listened to last week's show?
Chief, I don't want you to feel slighted. I am very, I want to welcome you to the show. I want you to feel that you are an equal amongst us, if not superior. And I'm very happy that you are part of our Swimming with the Fish family.
Well, thank you. That means I don't need to use the
service. Dude, microphone. Right now I have trouble getting into my own house. I don't even have a service door.
You know, your
pad for my garage is no longer working. I have to have people let me into my own house. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Plus, you have that swell new AC system, though. There's that.
Yeah. Yeah, about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned, I think briefly, that I came home from my trip to Mexico with a very, very, very warm house. And the folks at Blue Dot, a once reputable company, came to my house and installed a brand new system for an egregiously large amount of money. And that was on a Monday. And they were back on Tuesday because they didn't explain how they had shut my hot water off while they were doing the AC. Then they came back on Wednesday because what was it on Wednesday?
It was the first of the shutoffs.
Yeah.
Because of the, I don't even know what you call it. The water overflow.
Oh, no, I'm switch. Sorry. Wednesday was okay. Thursday they came over because the overflow bobble switch gets stuck in the up position and stays off. Guy came over and he tapped it and everything turned itself back on. Problem solved as we thought. Well, it's done that four more times since Thursday. The latest today. Yay, you know, because that's how this crap works. In fact, it feels a little warm in here now. I'm going to go check something. Hold on a second. This will be great. We can do this live, guys. This is
live. Is it that close? Or are you just looking at the temperature?
No, my thermostat is on. Okay, I have the app because it's a Nest. But it'll come back.
He's let the demon into his home.
I didn't have a choice. I'll be honest with you.
You won't have a choice.
I'm really thinking of yanking that sucker off the wall and spending the $24.35 that Amazon has for the non-programmable single-source thermostat. Literally, it's got a couple of knobs. What temperature do you want the heater to go on, and what temperature do you want the fridge to go on? I was like, go, you know. Anyway, so we're still having problems. In fact, a lovely attitude lady. I'm not gonna say she's lovely. I don't know what she looks like. It's not my problem. But her name is Kayla, and she sent me this wonderful hello customer's crutch, and then she's asking about how wonderful, you know, the service is. Let me know if you have any problems. So I wrote back to her. I said, hi, Kayla. To be honest, everything is not working as expected. The last time, third visit in 4 days, your technician came out. Your technician came out and discovered that the floater was sticking and the pushing it slightly down would re-engage the system. It's happened four more times. I would have called someone to look at it, but we are currently attending to a family issue. When things finally calm down, I'll be happy to discuss this with you or your representative. In the meantime, I and my family will wait for the next occurrence, which is a when, not an if. And then I signed it. And I am waiting fervently for a response. It ought to be fun. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah.
So
the house is comfortable right now. It's a little warm in my office, but I think that's just because I have the door closed for sound purposes and all. But
can you destroy them on Yelp?
Can I who?
Destroy them on Yelp.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to wait until... We'll see what they do, okay? Because I think I know it. I don't know enough about AC to be dangerous, but I think the solution is that the bobbin, the thing bobbing up and down, is getting caught on the hole it comes up through. And I'm thinking to myself, all it needs to do is it needs a little room in there, like if I just peeled away a little with a penknife. But I'm not really in the mood to do that because I just spent an egregious amount of money on this thing, and it needs to work. It also needs to work, and I'm not here because a little water comes through, the thing pops up. I could lose AC for the whole day while I'm out of work. That's annoying. I think that's annoying. I think it's reasonable on my part to be annoyed about that, you know? So
I would say yes.
So I don't know. What am I
going to do? Let me tell you the difference. Over here, when you find someone who is one not on meth, and Tig 2 has their license.
And you need both of those, really. It's one or the other is not going to do.
That's true.
So, because in much to my surprise, there are the combo packages. but
I am on lysis and I'm on meth.
Yes. They just don't disclose that immediately. But the person that I came out kept calling, and I was like, bro, why do you keep, and he was like, can I disconnect this? I said, sir, I'm the only one in the house, not knowing that the younger Ogryn was there. And then he just do whatever, do not touch the office breaker. You can touch everything else. And he goes, oh, hey, ring. So they, what, 2.5 years later, I am finally getting the solar connected.
Wow.
So now that I'm doing this, obviously my panels are not as good as when I initially got them. They haven't been used, so that it's not a problem of loss of power. It's just that, you know, what I bought for 8,000 kilowatts can never be bought for 20,000 kilowatts.
Oh, okay. So better stuff out there.
Oh, way. So at least when I am augmenting this, because unlike the issues that you're having, the person said, okay, we're going to do X. And I said, but how about Y? Because this is what I really want. And he stops and he stares and he goes, oh, so you're one of those thinkers that, and
holy cow.
So I have now
just, wow.
I explained what I wanted. He said, I will have to get back with you on that. And he said, okay, it's going to cost this much difference. I know exactly what you want to do and why you want to do it. And all that makes sense. We don't have any of that equipment because we were set up to, it's not a grid tie feedback. It is apparently the inverter that we have can pull from the grid when necessary, but it runs the house on the batteries and the solar panels until that runs out. And then it uses the grid to charge the batteries, kind of like a hybrid car, you know? Oh, you've got the electric engine, but you need the gas to charge it. So you're still paying, you're just paying less.
Wow.
So that's where I am. And I told him, I was like, how much juice am I going to need? He's like, you need 10,000 more kilowatt hours coming out.
How much juice do you need? All of it.
Yeah.
Maybe we could set you up with a small nuclear reactor.
You know, the University of Maryland has a very nice one. We probably could borrow it.
I have actually looked into that. They make them in shipping containers.
Sure.
And then
the military in Maryland.
Yeah. So one, can't afford it. Two, I don't want to curse these grounds, which pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
And the land was laid barren for 50,000 years.
Yeah, because we don't have a proper way to dispose of it.
Oh, no, no. What you just do is you wrap it up in a plastic bag and you put it out on the counter for recycling.
They don't do recycling there. Correct. So they'll just take it. They'll just
they
take
don't
it
recycle
to the dump.
In Texas?
At all.
Can they recycle state and Senate seats?
No, we throw them out.
Yeah. Did you guys throw them out or not? Because I heard all this big talk about, if you don't show up at work on Friday, you're going to lose your job. Well, did they?
No.
Hmm.
So what instead is happening is a special session is being called every day, and they're just pushing everything through while they're not here, because there's no D's to prevent them. So,
how do you have a quorum with none of the D's there?
That's called a special session. It's outside of the quorum rules.
That's clever. Yeah, I bet you they never saw that coming because, you know, I don't know.
Oh, this is the Texas Inquisition. Yeah. You never think.
Wow. Yeah. I heard some of the Dem states are going to redistrict to, get more Dem seats, but they've already redistricted to get the maximum number.
What's Maryland going to do? They're going to finally get 8-0.
They're going to cry.
They're calling you right now.
Yeah, so you invited you.
I'm sorry.
Jinxed.
That was so perfect.
I didn't know.
Colors were standing by, apparently.
But operators are not.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't know what to say. You know, maybe you should pick up and find out if they really want to take what. There's only two seats left, right?
You mean I can run for one?
There are only two congressional GOP seats.
What, in Maryland? There's one.
Okay, so.
They got rid of the guy who was in Montgomery County.
That's right.
That's true. All you got is the Eastern Shore dude.
And the guy in Montgomery County wasn't really a conservative.
No, that's true. A lot of rhino-y stuff. Hey, I could move to Texas and get a job as a congressperson there now, right? There's a lot of openings, maybe?
This is state government, and
it could be fun.
There will be five openings. And so one of the funny things is if certain legislation goes through, then they will have to redo Chicago, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and places where they have completely eliminated all GOP representation.
Who they? You mean the federal government is passing something that forces the states to do this?
No, it would be the states are the ones complaining. Mm-hmm. And so if there is state legislation that says, oh, you know, what they did is bad, so we're going to do X. And then someone has the big balls enough to step up and say, hey, they have already done this. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes an actual fight. Maybe if the census really does get rerun, mm-hmm. and everyone's just starts willy-nilly redistricting, this, you know, America will not look the same.
Well,
I wonder what that would be like.
I'm still trying to figure out how you get the cojones to count people who, you know, I'm like, counting illegals is like counting tourists. You know, does Orlando just, you know, do their census count on, you know, the biggest day that, you know, at Disneyland, so they get a big, or Disney World, so they get a big number? No, they don't.
I hope they do it while I'm there.
Because you're a big number?
No, I'm a big guy.
Be gay.
You're the big everything.
You'd be gay. It just, you know, the idea that you would count people who don't live here or shouldn't live here or are living here illegally. There was some grocer who was on, it was Fox News even. I don't remember. It might have just been the radio news. I'm driving down there and he's like, my crops are out in the field and they're not being picked because, you know, I had all these workers and now they won't come to work. I'm like, well, maybe if you didn't, you know, hire people who were scared to, you know, say anything about being here and probably pay them slave wages. Yes, your produce would cost more, but it would be picked, wouldn't it? I have absolutely no sympathy whatsoever for a farmer whose crops are out in the field, not being picked because he hired people under the table because he knew he could pay them less. Screw him. Sorry. No sympathy.
Sean, well said. Well said.
Yeah. No sympathy.
You want to lighten the mood a little and tell a dad joke?
Sure. Well, you know, this is actually episode 409, so I'm pretty sure you're going to clean up with the dad jokes.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let's start us off well.
say, Chief, why did Beethoven get rid of all of his chickens?
Why, Goon?
Because all day it was nothing but bok, 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 bok.
Oh, Lord.
Now, did Beethoven know Bach?
That's a good question. Did they have any overlap?
That's an excellent question. Let's see.
Did
I assume we mean J.S. Bach?
Beethoven ever meet?
Because there's a lot of Bachs.
So, let's see. Bach died in 1750, and Beethoven was born in 1770. No overlap.
Okay, so
Yeah.
What about some of the other Bachs?
Oh, that's true. Because Johann Sebastian Bach was, what's the word I'm looking for here? Prolific.
He had a lot of progeny. Yes, he did.
And many of them were
musicians. And good ones.
Yeah. Let's see. Bach's children. Here we go. There was Carl Philipp Emanuel, CPE Bach, was another musician. Johann Christian Bach. Let's see, which one? There's another one here. Wilhelm Friedman Bach, I believe, also was a musician. But I know CPE and Johann Christian, J.C. Bach, were both very, very musically oriented, wrote their own stuff. And CPE Bach sounds a lot like Dad, but he's got his own, you know, it's further down the pike, so there's a little differences. I'm a big
How about
Bach
PDQ?
Fan.
How about PDQ Bach?
PDQ Bach is not related to Johann Sebastian Bach.
That's not what Professor Schickley said.
So you think PDQ Bach is... Okay, let's see. Here we go. PDQ Bach. There we go. He's a composer, right? And he's a fictional composer created by American composer and music editors Peter Schickley. Well, what a surprise.
Of the University of Southern North Dakota at Hoople.
At Hoople. Is that where Mott the Hoople comes from?
I wonder.
I wonder too. We've just lost the chief because he has no idea who Mott the Hoople is.
I have no idea what you guys. I was surprised that people call us English at this point.
Peter Schickley was a comedian, a musical comedian, who made up PDQ Bach to fictionally study.
Yes.
And he was wonderful because he had an orchestra in tuxedos and stuff like that. And Hurricane and I were privileged to see him at Jorgensen Auditorium at the University of Connecticut when I was a student there.
Jorgensen.
Uh-huh.
Jorgensen?
I don't know who Jorgensen was. Gave the money to build the auditorium, though, I'm guessing.
Got it.
And we sat up in the balcony, you know, because we were students.
And that's sure. That's the reason you were up in the balcony.
Mm-hmm. That's the money we had.
Sure.
They kept coming out on stage telling us that that Professor Schickley was late.
Mm.
All of a sudden, behind us, we hear, "Wait, I'm here." And a large man comes running down the aisle of the balcony,
mm-hmm.
throws a rope over the railing and shimmies down the rope and then runs through the main part of the hall up on stage.
He shimmied down a rope?
Yeah, right.
He was better prepared than John Wilkes Booth.
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't say Sic Semper Tyrannis either.
Well, that's good to know. There are people on our show watching. Who's John Wilkes Booth? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That scares me a little.
You know I'm not kidding, right?
I'm surely right. Not watching.
You were listening, not watching?
No, you said they're watching the show. I said they're listening, not watching.
Well, with my luck, they're watching the show and not getting any of it because they forgot the headphones. But hey.
Who would do such a thing?
I don't know. We don't have some smart. We have an entire country that, you know. Anyway, I'm running low on sleep, so please do not take what I say with anything more than a grain of salt.
Well, you've had a busy week. I mean, plus you were out having you visited the bunker.
I did a bunker. I went to a bunker. Yes.
Not my bunker, but you've been there.
Well,
so.
I've been to the chief's bunker.
Indeed.
I got to meet his pet spider.
Plural, sir?
Plural. Sorry, pet spiders.
Spiders. Yeah. Romulus and Remus?
Yeah, I think there were more than that.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of them bad boys in the corner. He said, just don't go in the corner. I'm like, okay.
Yep. Good idea.
Yeah, no, this was an official government bunker until the mid-90s when somebody you know, spilled the beans. But yeah, so there's this lovely hotel in West Virginia called the Greenbrier. Anybody who's played Fallout 76 knows the place well. Because it's featured prominently from what I hear in the game. My boss, in fact, we had a company retreat there this weekend, and my boss, upon going to the counter to register, he's like, "I've never been here, but I know every inch of this place." And without missing a beat, the young lady behind the counter said, "Oh, you're a fan of Fallout 76." Because I'm sure they've seen. I really need to go find some clips, but from what I understand, they came in and scanned the whole place, and it is a faithful replica of the Greenbrier, which is a very expensive hotel, really expensive, really old, very bold decorating style from the 1800s. And their attitude is, when something, you know, gets ripped or starts to fade, they don't redecorate. They just go out and find somebody to make the exact same wallpaper, the exact same carpet, and they just put it down again. So while I'm not walking on the same carpet or looking at the same wallpaper, it looks the same as it did when they opened the place in the 1800s. And I got to tell you, the folks in the 1800s had one heck of a design style. Whew. But as it turns out, during the Cold War, President Eisenhower decided, because back in those days, we didn't have much of the imperial presidency we have today. He was a fervent believer that Congress ran the country. He said, "Look, if there's a nuclear attack, we need to get Congress out of D.C. and get them someplace safe." So the place that he was going to send them was a fallout shelter built into the side of a hill and masquerading as an extension to the Greenbrier. And inadvertently, I didn't even realize I was in the wing that was, in fact, the extension.
I believe they were planning that wing anyway, weren't they? And
well, partly yes. I mean, it was one of those things where, yeah, it'd be nice if we had this extra rooms and we want to set up a conference center. But then the government came in and said, "Well, we'll pay for that. And then all this extra stuff you need to do." And they went, okay. And so they opened it up, 88 new rooms and a big underground conference center with meeting rooms. Great. Okay. And they found a way to hide a 25-ton blast door behind a folding wall of the most garish wallpaper in the world. People for years walked by that folded wall, never realizing there was this blast door there. But had the call come in, that door could, 25-ton door was so perfectly balanced that it could be closed by one person with about 40 pounds of push. But we got the whole tour. I will include a video that I found on the intertubes that is really good description of everything. Suffice it to say, I found the place fascinating. I chuckled a little bit because in one place they show you a representation of the bunk beds that the members of Congress were going to be sleeping on. And for the life of me, I can't get the image out of my head of Nancy Pelosi trying to climb that teeny tiny stair to get to the upper bunk. It would be a comedy show in and of itself.
I'm sure Chuck Schumer would give her a boost.
Here you go, Nance. But
or the Hilla Muffin.
The Hilla Muffin.
She's not a member of Congress.
Well, that's okay. She just thinks she is. So. She was. Oh. I don't know. Yeah.
She was. She was a senator, wasn't she?
The thing I found very interesting, though, is the secret facility was established in 59. It wasn't until 1970 that they made any accommodations for any family members. It was like, yeah, you were expected to leave your wife and your kids behind and go hide out in a mountain while the rest of the world got, you know, toasty. I went, ooh, that would be awkward. Hey, honey, you stay on that side of the door.
Is it, go ahead, Chief.
Well, so first, I wanted to ask, since this was a company function,
yeah,
did the owner of said company mm-hmm. see the rendition of the Day of Infamy?
I have not had a chance to present that to him yet. And of course, now that you've mentioned it, he's now going to be calling me about it because he's a listener.
Well, then, Chief. So how long ago was that done when I would show him?
Well, I have showed it to one person and he wasn't sure it would be a good idea.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
these
are the things I want to know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and you and thousands of other people now.
Well,
but I will be getting a call tomorrow. What the heck were you talking about? And I could feel it in my bones. So
okay,
it would probably be shown to him in short order. Yeah.
I did one think that he will appreciate it.
I think so too. You know, certainly as an initial foray into this particular entertainment medium that you have dunked your toe in, Chief. It was certainly an amazing ability of the technology that is available to us today. Blah blah blah.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Oh, you're my welcome. Gosh. You're welcome, folks. There you go.
Goon, you may continue.
You know, I forgot what it was I was going to talk about, but yours was more interesting anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to be very interested to hear what he has to say.
Well, I will do my level best to get that in front of him in short order. And, but yeah, so my vacation, I've had, you know, I've been very busy this whole month. It's been very busy.
You have been, your leisure time has been taking up all your time.
Well, and I don't even have any. I mean, next week I'm hosting an event at our community center for my niece who is having her bridal shower. The following weekend, I'll be preparing to get on a plane to go pay my respects to my dad in Florida.
Right. You're going to go down and back the day before I leave for Florida.
Right. Yeah. It's like, do I get any, you know, weekend time? It's just, it's been very busy. But we will always make time for the show. The show is always going to, we will even have a show even when I'm not around because that's how we work here. It's not like I matter. So there's that. Yeah. Anyway.
Poor, poor, pitiful you. We ought to write a song about that.
Well, you can have Linda Ronstadt sing it or she could still sing.
Or can't sing?
No.
Oh, is her voice injured?
Yeah, yeah. She basically lost the ability to sing. She got her entry into the Hall of Fame, I believe. It was the same year that Rush did, which would have been 2014. And yeah, she didn't want to perform and she didn't want to go because her voice is gone. Yeah, it's a shame.
Is this something like nodes or something else happened to her?
I can't remember, but it was, I don't know if it was sudden, but it was definitely devastating. Let's see here. Voice. Alrighty. Yeah. She lost the ability to speak and hear. Holy cow. That was in 2024. Yeah. Wait a second. Was it really 2024? I thought it was sooner. When did she get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I thought that was a while ago.
Who's this person?
Who is Linda Ronstadt?
Linda Ronstadt, It's So Easy to Fall in Love.
Blue by You.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
That was where that reference was coming from.
Gotta look this up now. 79.
Kind of a rockabilly.
Her backup band became the Eagles.
True. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that connection.
Yeah, she reduced her activity after 2000 when she felt her singing voice was deteriorating. She performed her final collaboration her final live concert was 2009. She announced her retirement in 2011 after she was no longer able to sing. Degenerative condition initially diagnosed as Parkinson's, but later determined to be progressive supranuclear palsy. I've never heard of it.
Me either.
She was never married.
No, but she did date the governor of New York, one Jerry Brown.
Right, because the best joke I heard during that time was, have you noticed Linda Ronstadt's songs are getting slower?
No.
She's got a governor on her, yeah.
Hey, look, that kind of qualifies as a dad joke.
It kind of does, but I mean, your kid's got to be aware of.
Yeah, it's yeah. Hard to, you know, it's hard to do Sinatra jokes nowadays.
It's true. Or the joke that we did earlier this week.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
When I misspelled something to you? I misspelled, I was trying to spell spirit and I screwed up where I put the I in the word and I said,
that's right.
Oh.
He's missing an I.
Like I'm missing an I. Right. And no one would get that. And then you said,
And then I said that she and Sammy Davis Jr. could see eye to eye.
Eye to eye because right. They both had one eye.
Both yeah. Missing an eye. Yeah.
Funny, but wrong.
And dated. Incredibly, incredibly dated. Like the number one fan might get that one. Yeah. But.
I'm trying to think if Sandy Duncan was another one of my crushes when I was growing up. I think so.
I can't imagine she was.
Why?
She's a blonde. Well, it's not yeah. that serious.
That sounded a little bit like the El Kabong sound.
It did. It did. Hello, Bubba Louie.
Quick straw. Kabong.
You know,
that we have something. Another 79-year-old, man.
That
Sandy Duncan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is she still alive?
Wow. Yeah.
What show did you first see her in or remember first seeing her in Crutch?
Barney and Peter the Backyard.
Pan. Okay. I did not see her in Peter Pan. The first thing I saw her in was with Michael Constantine in Room 222.
Sandy Duncan? No.
No, I'm sorry. That was Karen Valentine.
Karen Valentine, yes. Brain cells. And he has no idea what we're talking about again. We're so small, Chief.
I know she was in Barney. I'll keep saying that until it registers.
She was?
Sandy Duncan, like the purple dinosaur Barney?
Yeah, how many other Barney do you know, sir?
Well, there was Barney Miller.
Barney Fife.
Fife.
Okay, those aren't shows.
I beg to differ.
Wait.
He sounds a little indignant there, correct?
Barney Miller had one of the greatest musical intros. Our band actually played it. It was awesome. It's a great song.
Yeah, but that's Barney Miller. I said Barney.
Oh, okay. Well, Barney, okay, so I have a thing about Barney, okay? And my thing is that owner of Barney was the most litigious harridan out on the planet. Right. Anybody dressed up in a Barney suit, by the way, was breaking the law because she never licensed the Barney suit to anybody. But yet every single song on the Barney show was some other song with her lame words added. I'm a bit hypocritical. Just saying.
Was that Cheryl or Kathy?
I don't know. Whoever owns the rights to Barney.
Yeah. They're owned by Cheryl and Kathy. So I'm just wondering.
Well, then they're both hypocrites. How's that?
Well, I don't...
Painting with a broad brush.
All right, well, Cheryl lives in Texas, so I don't know if it was her, but Kathy looks like she's a Karen, so.
Barney's a hypocrite. He's maybe a hippopotamus, but he's a hypocrite.
No matter how you slice it.
Evil, too.
Yeah, Michigan, this is probably the one.
Michigan J. Fox?
No, the frog, the state of where this person was from. But Sandy Duncan was on the show.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Must have been the end of her career when she had nothing better or nothing could do anymore. Maybe it was extortion. I don't know.
All right, you're reaching.
Extortion. Wow.
Actually, there were some child actors on Barney that ended up becoming, more, what's it called? Barney show cast.
More well-known?
Yeah, Selena Gomez. That's right. There you go.
So
Demi Lovato.
got it, man.
And hello. Calling him again. My gosh, what did we do?
What they did was this Duncan, Sandy Duncan, was in Scooby-Doo and Guess Who in 2020.
Really?
Even Doris Dare's Girl Talk in 2023.
Wow. So she did a lot of voice work then.
And so I'm just saying she's not out of the game yet.
Good for her. Glad to see she's still working. You know, got to pay them bills.
Exactly.
Sammy speaking of which, is not still working.
I have more bills to pay now because you know what? I got my car back.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have a weekend of doing a lot of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got home on Friday, I was informed by my lovely bride that I was going to Jacob's to pick up the car.
Jacob, this is the last car that Jacob has had on hold for
this you. This is the one that broke back when Doug passed in March.
Oh, man. Wow. Broke back.
Broke back car. Okay.
Bye.
I hang my head in shame now. I can't believe I set myself up like
that. I can't believe I have feelings for this car. Sorry.
And I found out the answer to the...
Jacob releases the Kraken. Sorry.
Yeah. I found the answer to the, can I drive the car to Florida or not?
And?
Yes. Yes, because...
You need to avoid anything like roads?
Well, what our mechanic Mike was trying to tell Hurricane...
Mike and the
mechanics. Was that... I knew you were going there. You go there every time. It's
all you need is a miracle.
Oh. Right. Is there any way we can mute his mic remotely, Chief?
No, because I control the horizontal and I control the vertical.
He does.
Yeah, that's true. So that what was wrong was the sensor that keeps the car level broke, as we speculated.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I was talking about something with the brakes that had an interior plastic and exterior of metal?
Yes.
And then Hurricane was telling me it was a brake cable.
Right.
It didn't have anything to do with the brakes. It was the sensor.
Well, there you go.
The sensor has a rod that connects it to the sway bar that allows it to determine if the car is level or not, so it knows how much air to put in the suspension.
Okay.
And for reasons only known to the Germans, the rod is a plastic rod made to look metal by wrapping it in a foil. I don't know.
Was it during the end of the war when they were running low on metal?
I don't know.
And they
know.
Just thought it was such a good idea, they just kept doing it?
Maybe. That would be the German thing to do.
It has always worked for us. We will continue to do it.
And, however, the brake lines are starting to rust.
Rough. Wow.
And apparently they're very musical.
But I don't know who's doing that.
It's not me.
It's not me.
There's more coming in.
I know. I'm pretty sure it's my wife.
Is she learning to play the piccolo?
No, that is the vacuum cleaner.
Your vacuum cleaner is musical?
Yes.
Wow.
That's awesome. Can you make requests like make her stop?
Oh, no. You just don't want to be alive, do you?
Yeah.
I've been waking up dead, yes.
This is like that Limu, Emu, and Doug. You know, I can ask them, but I'm not going.
Oh, my God. It's all fixed, but the brake lines were starting to rust a little, and they will eventually need to be replaced. But that's a big job because they got to drop the subframe and I asked
you'll have
Jacob
enough brakes to get down there and back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You've done more with less.
That's right. That's right. Only half of the brakes will go at once if a line breaks.
Well, that's good to know. Which half? The working half?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's one side, the front, the back, you know.
I think
it'll make a difference.
Knowing the Germans, you know, if you lose a brake line, you'll lose the left front and right rear. You'll just break on a diagonal.
You just break a little bit on the diagonal. It'll be fine. Not to worry.
It'd be like drifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what would
so,
be.
So, yeah, so that's what this,
Tokyo drifting are much different.
That's true.
So which one would it be?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
That I don't know. I do know, Chief, I wish you a better week because I know that you have encountered yet another part of nature that wishes to cause you pain.
Why is nature trying to kill you, Chief?
Oh my goodness. See, it's not just nature.
Are things falling down around you? Is your world coming down around you?
It's like I texted you the words. The words happened.
We need to rescue our brother, correct?
We truly do. We truly do.
Go ahead, take us out and we can get this done.
Who, me? Sure. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. It's been a wonderful time with you. We will see you next week. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Crutch! Exclamation point, the Bucky's Tour. You never know when Crutch will decide to run for something again. He hears there are going to be some vacancies in Texas real soon. So to prepare himself, he's touring all of Texas' favorite gas stations. Brisket, drinks, and jerky, clean restrooms, AC that works. Watch for Crutch! Exclamation point at your nearest Bucky's. And come out and say hello to your favorite podcast host soon. And Goon's priceless dad jokes. Get your children to hang up on you when you call them. These are the best jokes. It teaches them patience and tolerance. It's an example of how not to do comedy. You're welcome. And the Chief's House of Pain. Build up your strength and stamina. Make sure that you can handle whatever life throws at you. Spiders, fire ants, shrapnel, and Texas drivers. Pain comes in many forms. Let the Chief make you a man, even if you're a woman, by building your tolerance to pain. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.